Yeah, that's my twin brother, Ante. Ante and Dante. We just kicking it.
Is it going to take 2 of y'all? It hasn't so far this season.
Nah, he's just visiting for Halloween. Okay. You know what I'm saying? You probably won't see him until next Halloween. So, holidays. He makes special appearances on holidays.
I didn't realize you had a Halloween costume out.
I didn't either, man. I mean, but he did a pretty good job, man. I mean, that's how I swing my hair. Do I do that? No. Don't.
I'll take a little shot.
Yeah, a little camera shot, man. It's been a while.
Coming off of yet another impressive win, another impressive road win. Obviously, Sunday is going to be pretty hype in there with the Cowboys coming to town. How much is what you guys have been through already? How much does that prepare you for what's going to come on Sunday night?
I mean, we feel like we're a team prepared for anything. The way we come out here and work through the week, the way we study, we feel like we're prepared for any situation. So, primetime game, Sunday night game, everybody's going to be watching us. Go out there and put on the show. That's what we do best.
Facing a quarterback like Romo, do your eyes kind of get bigger saucers when you see some of the mistakes that he makes from time to time?
Nah, we understand that it's the NFL, so we kind of approach every game as if the guy's going to come in and play the best game of his life. Coming off a 4-interception game, pretty sure he doesn't want to throw 4 picks again. So it's probably going to make him more focused. And, we're expecting to get his best shot on Sunday night.
Going into this game, you feel like you guys probably put together your best defensive effort of the year on Sunday?
I feel like we did some things well. I think, giving up the final touchdown, which gave him 17 points. We got to learn how to be closers and finishers and not even, give teams that much when we have their backs against the wall. So that's what we're striving for. We still don't feel like we played our best game as a defense. Still feel like we have a lot of plays that we've left out there. And we're still searching for that game. But at the same time, I think that's what keeps us hungry and that's what keeps us motivated and it keeps us playing hard.
Does it bother you after that game? You hear more about the Eagles' shortcomings versus the success of the Falcons.
Nah, I mean, we could care less. We're just going to keep stringing together wins, man. We really don't worry about what people say. We just keep playing, and, as long as we keep putting W's in the win column, we're fine with it.
Do you feel like this is as good a receiving core as you guys have faced all year?
We faced some good ones. The Broncos receiving core was pretty good. This receiving core we faced Sunday was one of the best receiving cores. This may be the biggest, most physical set of playmakers that we'll see. So it's definitely a challenge for Asante and I, Rob in the slot. They have weapons all over the field. But we've been in enough situations where we understand that you're going to face great receivers on certain Sundays. And we feel like we faced a lot thus far. And, just another bunch of guys that we got to go play against.
You said you left some plays on the field. Is there any doubt in your mind that the Falcons are the best team in the league?
No. I mean, we thought that from day one. We feel we're the best team. We feel we can win every football game. I don't see any harm in feeling that way. Why play the game if you don't think you can win? So that's kind of the way we approach it, man. But at the same time, we don't just say that because we feel like we deserve it. We say that because we work for it, So we just got to keep working hard, stay confident, and keep believing and keep going out and playing well.